David, I'm not sure. Do you know what we've got planned for you this morning?
No, I don't. Is it bad?
Am
I
going to
regret turning up?
No, you're not. God, how rude. No, what we've been doing is we've been offering your beautiful voice out.
Have you?
As a kind of MC.
So that been you putting you up for rent, basically.
Yeah.
So that you can declare various things that listeners have got going on open. Like an MC, like turning the show into a giant PA system.
Right, this right. Might, free might. Adverts for people.
Yeah, basically.
My voiceover fee is quite high. I don't know how you've managed
it's
to...
It's a showreel. Okay. I'm just updating your showreel.
Sure, thank you.
Okay?
Or just send the invoice through to, like, yes. You know, Truro Football Club.
I think that's a perfect use of licence fee pair of money.
You'll be hearing from his agent.
We've kind of gone off-piste a bit, though, from, like, businesses and events opening, haven't we? It's ended up being some even more trivial things, like people's fridges and stuff.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you afterwards, off-air... One interesting one as well. Martin's on the line in West Yorkshire, which is, of course, in Suffolk. Good morning, Martin.
Oh, hi there.
Ah, yes. And, Martin, David Tennant's with us this morning.
Great.
No, don't want to talk to you. And, Martin, what would you like DT...
Don't want to talk to you either, Martin.
Martin, what would you like DT to declare open?
Well, would like him to count down the sending of the annual tax return.
very good.
Which is something that blights us after Christmas, yeah. Mostly because of my incompetence.
You're cutting it a bit fine, aren't you?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
Oh, that's so annoying when people say that. When you've not done it.
No, it's that panic. That
really should have done that a couple of weeks ago.
Thanks.
How's it looking this year, Martin? Lots to pay, or you got a due refund?
Well, it's my partner, Catherine, has been up for hours... this morning, doing it already.
Oh, I see, but you get all the glory on the radio.
No, I shall pass you over to her. I think that's because she's poised, ready to send it.
Is she?
Yeah, here we go.
What, is she by the postbox, or...?
Hello.
Hello there, Catherine. You're live with David Tennant.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
How's this it is sounding have pervy you, now, like some sort of...
Listen, I just said hello to the woman.
0898, call DT and get your rocks off. What are you turning
it's your idea,
into?
This phone in.
Wow, don't knock it, okay? So, where are you poised with... now, is it your joint tax return, or is it just Marty's?
No, it's just Martin's. I've done mine a while ago, and I always end up doing his. So I was up till 1 o'clock this morning, finishing it off, and then I thought I'd check it this morning. So I am poised to send
it. What, by the send button? Are you going to do it online?
Yep.
Has he had a good year?
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you now live from Bootle and that tax place up there?
Exactly. I'm just making sure there's not any fraud going on here.
George Osborne is listening.
Yeah. And are you CCing yourself as well?
On
the email? Then you get a copy of it.
Oh, yes. No, that's all sorted. Yep.
There's nothing like a bit of live radio admin about accountancy, DT.
Yes. I know, is it like Moneybox?
Yes. You're listening to Radio 4. DT, off you go. If you could
are you
declare
ready?
The...
Yep.
Off you go. Hang on, I've got...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Send your tax.
And it's gone.
Wow, very good.
Now Marty can shed a few tears.
Have you had an email back from George Osborne? Confirmed George Osborne is online.
CCD camera.
He's desperate for all he can get right now.
Andy, good morning. Andy's in Winchester. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
OK, what would you like David Tennant to declare open?
My front door, because I haven't been out to get the milk off the step yet.
It's going very well.
So have you just woken up, Andy?
No, we've been lying in bed for a while.
OK.
It was time to get up, and obviously it's crucial that we do get the door open before the sun comes up and turns the milk off.
Is it not really cold this morning? It's quite
cold,
here.
Yeah.
Maybe frozen.
Well,
Andy.
In Winchester,
just a warning.
Which of course is in West Wales.
That's right. Yeah, it's everything's moved today and shifted. And Andy, just so we get the detail right here, I'm guessing you're a semi-skimmed kind of guy.
Oh no, full fat.
You freak, wild and crazy guy,
crazy loon.
Like the last days of the Roman Empire.
Andy, look at you, you shock jock down there in Winchester. And so it's the full fat jobby.
Really? Oh yeah, you see.
Who's that in the background?
That's the heart.
That's what
this is archeries. Andy.
Yeah.
Are you ready by the front door?
I'm here.
So what?
Key in hand.
Hand on the doorknob.
Yeah.
Steady.
Everybody take it easy. We knew it was coming. We're just getting it out in the open. Let's grow up. David, DT, you ready now?
I now declare Andy's front door open.
Describe the scene, Andy. What can you see on the spot there?
There you go. Bottle of milk.
Oh.
Wow.
There's now going to be a fight over who gets the cream on the top.
The creamy bit on your cornflakes.
Oh, no. Do you know what? I couldn't even look at that kind of stuff.
Oh, it really is.